Yavuz Hanako, Simin Kuflamites, Sifhei. Say Madik b'ner shel cheres. If you light with a ner shel cheres, kivan shehidlik bo laila achas nasa yoshan. Since you light in it, one, since you lit in this kli cheres one night, then it becomes yoshan. Ve'en ha'adikin bo laila shniyim shum demos. You can't light in it anymore because it's disgusting and it's not proper. It's not proper to light in that. So that's why you should not have an earthenware menorah. If you can afford it, you should get gold, right?
So,
Have silver, I'm sorry, but lechayre gold too. I don't know if they had. Right. Also, the Paiskim say that you could have earthenware, like if you have earthenware the way our earthenware is, which usually glazed, so then that's not going to be disgusting either. Then I was thinking the other way around. Sometimes these glasses get so black, right? Is that considered disgusting, or is that fine? I wasn't sure. Fine. Vav minik pashut b'medina seinu k'mahadim in a to minik pashut in our medinas. Oh, to David, I'm sorry. Before I forget, it's going to come up, but not tonight. But many people have asked where they're sleeping one place. Like they're away, and then I mean they're in Lakewood by the kids, and they planned on sleeping there, so they lit menorah, and then they have to change their plans, and they have to go back home or go to a different kid. So, are they yotze, or do they have to?
don't we say much of Shabbos is Araya, that if you stay,
Yeah, but
if you
Mitzvah
stay, you
Shabbos,
stay there before us, and
isn't
then we do.
Mitzvah
Halakos
Shabbos, you
mitzvah.
only stay there the night before. What?
Isn't halakos the mitzvah? So if they thought they were going to be in one place and they lit, aren't they yotzei and they're
So
done?
I was thinking like you, but for
And
a
now
different
3 hours
svara.
later, they change their mind that
Right.
they
So
did already and they were yotzei.
that's what I thought. Not so much because I'd like Isa Mitzvah, but because at the time they lit, this was their house. Then they had to change. Then it's okay. But okay, I wasn't. I hope I'm right because that's what I told them. I did. I told one or two like if you really want to be frum, so when you get to your place, you light it without a bracha. That's certainly. You certainly don't have to light with a bracha. Question is, should you light a menorah when you get to where you are? But
And the place that they're getting to, nobody lit there. Somebody lit.
they did, but that wasn't your bias. Getting back to the same thing with the high, that wasn't at that time. It was not your bias, right? Okay. Vav minik pasha medina seinu k'mahadrim in a it's a minik pasha in our medinas that we do super duper, right? We go hither on top of hither. What does that mean? Every person in the house lights. Now, sounds like women too, right? But it seems like by most, the wife does not light herself, and the girls don't either. But Lemaisa, Ramesh is quoted as they can. If they were, the wife wants to light.
Your daughter's light? Your daughter's light?
No,
Yeah.
they want a light. They
My
want a light.
daughter lights.
So she should have a mind not to be yotze with you, right? So anyway, on the first night, one ner, v'shniyah second 2 nights, the second night, two neiros, you keep adding, ad shmini, you light eight. Each person has to put their menorahs in a specific place, k'deshiyah heker kama neiros madlikin. So it should be recognizable how many neiros are being lit. And you should not light in the place where you light your neiros the whole year. So those that put their menorah in the window, so you're not lighting anything in the window the whole year. For those that are not lighting in the you should not be lighting your menorah where you keep the Shabbos candles. All right? Because then nobody's gonna see that it's specific for Chanukah.
What if you like these by your window? If your mother lit over there, she can't like to move the Shabbos candles this week.
Huh?
Let's say your mother lit
No, because nobody's gonna. It's what do you mean? If that's where she
that's
normally lights
yeah,
Shabbos candles,
that's what I do.
you light your Shabbos candles in your window.
Yeah, that's right. In my living room, my dining room,
It's by your window,
it's by my
Mamish.
window. We move the shop, we move it. Yeah,
I don't know then what to tell you.
I only have one window then. I have one
You're
window.
not Yotzi anything, okay? Go. You have to light another Yotzi candle.
Don't open the window on regular Shabbos. I don't
Was
open the
open the
shade.
window.
Open the
Who puts Shabbos
shades? Open
candles
the
on? The Shabbos
shades. Don't
candles
leave
are by
the
the window, right
outside.
there. I don't know. Maybe the menorah looks different than the leichter.
We move the light there for Shabbos.
Oh dear, you should leave the leichter where it normally is.
Thank you, David. Well,
Yeah, I don't know what to tell you.
start advertising the Upaskin, and you can let me know. I'll decide if I'll call. I think we went through this a few years ago. You told me before.
Yeah, we
Yeah.
did. I don't remember that. I hear. I don't know because Lachaira Menorah looks different than. There's, you know what a guy asked the other night, Tug? It came out interesting question. One of the more interesting questions. The guy says he has a menorah of seven. He has a seven branch menorah. Can he light that?
How did I have that? I thought we were
I
like.
don't know. I didn't ask how he has it, but he has a seven branch menorah. Can he light it? I said, no, you cannot. I didn't want to tell him like you're never allowed to light it. Forget about
My
for Hanukkah.
parents have one. My parents had one growing up, like a piece of art. And they had a seven branch one.
And they light it?
No, they never lit it. There was a piece of art that was in their living room.
Interesting. Interesting. What was it made out of?
They also have some naked statues, but that's part of, that's what they do. We go there and we cover them whenever we walk into the apartment.
Remember you told me
The
that,
first thing we do is we cover them. They have
yeah.
like statues all over the place.
Maybe they want to feel like they live in a mikveh.
I don't know. They have statues all over the place. It's
But
weird. It's weird.
I'm saying, what's it made out of? Maybe if it's made out of something else, then it's not such a
I mean, it looks
problem.
silver, but I don't know if it's really silver. I don't know.
I hear. Okay. To each their own. Fine. Zion.
Wasn't there like an Astoria wedding hall that had statues that they had to cover up?
Yeah. That happens once in a while. Okay. Zion. Mitzvahs ner Chanukah
Yeah,
l'hadlik b'Pesach
Chris
HaSamach.
Kahlo.
Yeah. Okay. Zion. Mitzvahs ner Chanukah l'hadlik b'Pesach HaSamach l'Rishus HaRam Mashum Persumei Nisa. It's a mitzvah of ner Chanukah to light it in the door. Close to Rishus HaRavim, to publicize the nace. V'kach hayu oisim bizman ha-mishnah v'gemara. That's what they did in the times of Gemara. U'bizman hazeh, and nowadays, shanu daran bein ha-umos, that we live by amongst the nations. Madlikin v'vayas shuv darboy, then you light in the city that you live.
In the house.
V'myeshli, what?
In the
Not
house,
city, I
you
say city, I'm saying dara. So thinking, you live in the house that you're living in. Right, v'im you have a window, yadlik sham, you should light it there. A window overlooking public property, you should light it there. So then, of course, you have all the questions. They live in a basement, and their windows only open to the sidewalk, there's just a cement wall on the other side. Right, v'im lav, and if not, madlikin etzel ha-pesach. If not, then just light by a doorway in your house. It's a mitzvah. You should put it in the tefach, closest to the left. The mezuzah should be on the right, the ner chanukah should be on the left, and if there's no mitzvahs, then you're surrounded in mitzvahs. And let's say there's no mezuzah. Let's say it's a door that doesn't need a mezuzah. So then you put it on the right. You don't put it on the left. The best is to actually put it in the actual doorway. Now, unfortunately, and we have from
so that
the
you
Psara.
can't walk that, so that you can't walk through it.
No, you put it sideways.
Okay.
I mean, or wait, some would say put it sideways. Some say you put it in the regular way, and then there's a whole machlokes is exactly how to light, which direction you light the menorah. But so a lot of people started lighting outside because they said, "Listen, there's no anti-Semitism. We live in peace and chutz la'aretz." And unfortunately, we're seeing that is no longer the case. I mean, it should hopefully stop, but the it was always accepted that we're in Golus and we don't play around with this stuff, but it seems like people are playing around with this stuff and whatever. It's now already it's going back to the old way where don't make a public spectacle
We should
with your
put up
menorah.
inflatable things in front of our lawn.
Yeah, I think that's probably even worse, right?
Is it because it's
Just as
still
bad.
Rosh Hashanah, or it's because now the mitzvah is bifnim?
Well, the mitzvah became bifnim because of the sakana.
Right, but I'm saying, like, who cares if there is sakana or no sakana? Now the mitzvah is bifnim. until Chazal changed it back, no?
Right. No, that's true, but some people are overzealous or over smart and say, what do you mean? There's no sakana. Why shouldn't we start lighting outside? And now you see, unfortunately, that it's going back. Fine. Fine. Mitzvah. Ches. A mitzvah lanichum lamalam gimel tefachim in a karka. It's a mitzvah to put it above 3 tefachim from the ground, or lamata me'asara tefachim, but below 10. Like this, it's recognizable that you're doing it strictly for the mitzvah, not for light. V'menichum lamalam yud yotze. But if you put it above 10, you are yotze. Avalim menichum lamalam me'esrim amah. But if you put it above 20 amah, la yotze, you're not yotze. Mishum de lamalam me'esrim lo shalta eina. The eye does not see above 20 amas. Umishu dar, and that's a whole issue to itself that has to do with sukkah. It's a whole sugya. Umishu dar baliyah, and somebody who lives in it upstairs, you can put it in the window. Aval pishu gavay lamalam yitvachim, even though that window is above 10 tefachim. Avlima chaloyin lamalam yeser ma'am, but if the window is above 20 amos, mikarka rishus harabim, from the karka of rishus harabim, to lo shaltu ba'huena, that the eye does not see it. So then you should just light it in a doorway. Right? So that's also you have so then Ramesh has a tshuva on that, where if you live in an apartment building across from other apartment buildings, so when they look out the window, they'll see your menorahs, and then you can do that too.
That's
Fine.
enough if like one Jew lives across the street, like in an apartment building in the city. You have one Jew that lives across the street. That's
I don't
enough.
remember. I don't know. I don't remember if Ramesh says one is enough. I don't remember. But certainly, if there are. First, it's Stama Machloik is whether it's Pesume Nis is Dafka from Yidden, or it could also be from Goyim. That's a Machloik. There are some that say it's Goyim too. So, according to that, you certainly don't have a problem. But, I mean, you don't have to go vet out your neighbors. Let's say all your neighbors are gone for Les Shabbos Chanukah. They're all in Florida. So it means you don't light your menorah in the window because all your neighbors are gone.
To wake somebody up.
Mishnah Berurah, you have to
No,
wake
you have a
somebody up.
real party. The block is empty. It's nice.
Same Ramesh holds, you don't wake anybody else up. But the Mishnah Berurah says you should. Tess, Haneris Yu B'Shura Achas B'Shava. My son actually had that tonight in BMG. He asked, in BMG, officially, you have to light in the dining room. My son asked one of the major poskim, and he said, "Nah, you can light in your dorm room as long as you stay there." And he says, "And then when you want to leave the room, so you go put into the shower." Right? Okay, I don't know why you can't just put it out. He says, "Put it into the shower." Fine, but the problem is that none of my son's roommates came while his menorah was lit.
This is against the rule of the yeshiva. I don't understand.
Well, it's one of the poskim from the yeshiva, so. My son
I'm
figured he could rely on that.
know Shor Yoshev, it was like Asur.
Yeah, so, but I, Shor Yashav doesn't have a
So it's
Pesach,
like
so at
before
least,
Bavera, huh?
Shor Yashav doesn't have a Pesach, so there was nobody to ask to overrule their yeshiva. So,
BMG, I mean, Rosh Yeshivas would not
I don't
would
know,
agree with it.
the Pesachim are hired by the yeshiva, and they wouldn't go against the yeshiva, so,
I see. So once the person of Yeshiva tells you can do it.
I'm assuming so. I mean, if you can't do that, then I don't know who should you trust.
It's not a bezoin to bring you to bathroom.
I would have thought so. I would have thought so. So then my son says to me, "Okay, none of my roommates came in, and I have to leave, and I'm putting into the shower." So I said, "Mustama, one of your roommates will take a shower tonight at some point. They'll see the mirror. I don't know if they'll appreciate it." So
I'm thinking, what's the point? What's the point? You cannot move the menorah. What's
I'm
the
not
point?
sure. Be honest with you, I'm not sure.
This, I mean, is he sure that he really asked the Pesach of the
Yes, he did. Yes, he yes he
yeshiva?
asked. He wasn't the guy
What is
wasn't
this?
dressed up in a Purim costume. He asked
What is this? What is this about putting in the shower? I missed that.
They have a picture of Riff Moss next to
The
Riff Moss.
Pesach in Lakewood told my son that one of the Pesach in BMG told my son that he can light in the dorm room, and then when he leaves, he should put it into the shower.
The yeshiva sent on after a half hour. Someone goes around and puts them all out. They're all light in the rooms, and they put them out after a half hour.
Interesting.
Hope it's 37 minutes and not a real half hour.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Fine, Vita. I actually had a guy, W, you saying that I had a guy today from B'nai Brak, a guy from B'nai Brak who was telling me that no, the Chazon Ish lit a half hour and put it right out. I said, I don't know. I heard from the Chazon Ish he did 36, 37 minutes. He says, no, he did less than 30 because Shas Manias for the day, the daylight hours are shorter. I said, yeah, but this is a night thing, it's longer. And I, this guy was gonna be stark on me. And then finally he's called the B'nai Brak and he said he asked the Karelitz. I don't know who that is, but they certainly closer to Chazon Ish than me. And he said, you're 100% right. The Chazon Ish did 37. He did 36, 37 minutes, then he put it out. So yeah, whatever. Anyways. The neiros should be in one line, equal, not one high and not one low. Now that sounds like it doesn't have to be, how do you say it?
Straight row.
Straight, meaning height, it should be straight, but width, I guess, is that the right way to say it? Lengthwise, it doesn't have to be, but the Mishnah Berurah says it should. For you have to pay nail and nair, and there should be a hefsek between each nair. That the wicks don't come close to each. You got to mute, please. That the flames shouldn't touch each other via kamay medura, and then it would end up looking like a torch. But nail shava and wax, you hefsek. But and if you have wax candles, then you need enough of a hefsek that they don't all melt together, like those old tin menorahs, and then you on the eighth night already the whole thing just becomes one big fire, right? V'yitav, and then it's all gonna drip and everything's gonna get messed up.
You can use that for Havdalah also.
Yeah, correct. Very good. It also doesn't work though because those candles last a half hour, but when they put them all up against each other, it lasts way less than a half hour.
12 minutes about.
Yeah. Mile kara shemer v'kavua psilos. If you fill up a plate or a bowl with oil, and you surround it with wicks, im kafale a kli. So if the kli covers it, kol psila oila b'shvil ner echad, then the entire psila goes for go counts as only one. Like kafale a kli. If you don't cover it with the kli, afilu ner echad ain oila. Even for one ner, it doesn't count. Lefishu medura, because kemedura becomes like a torch. Ner sheyesh shtei piyos yosef. A ner has two wicks or more. Lo yadliku b'shnayim. You do not light. You shouldn't light it. Afila belayla shun, even the first night, mishum deleka heker kama neiros madlikin, because there's no heker how many neiros get lit. Fine. Yud zman hadlakason. What's the time to light? Miyad b'tzeis hakechavim. Immediately b'tzeis hakechavim. Now, as we know, there's about a dozen opinions about when b'tzeis hakechavim is. I mean, a dozen is an exaggeration, but there's lots of opinions. Right? Below Yachra and not later, which we'll get back to. Also, last is Shum Dover Kodam Adloka, and you're not allowed to do anything before Adloka, Filu Lumid, even learning, you're not allowed to do. Rakim Lo Yispal Amayru. If you didn't daven Mayrav yet, Yispal Tchil Varchag Yadlik, first daven and then light. Vekodam Shayad Yadlik. Before you light, everybody should gather together to publicize the presumed milsa.
If you're
What?
anyways waiting, if you're anyways waiting for B'nai Beisa, you can't light. You're allowed to drink something or eat a shakal, or even that you can't do.
Yes, that you could do. That you could do. Just not a meal. Right? You need to put enough oil that it lasts for at least a half hour, which we said already. Some say it means 36 minutes, 37 minutes. With the evidence, and with the evidence, if you don't light right away, you're allowed to light as long as the people in your house are awake. After they go to sleep, there's no presumenisa, yadik, and then light without a bracha. And the Mishmaru, like we said before, says wake somebody up. Ramosha says do not wake somebody up. In loy lamala. If you don't have time, meaning you have to run out to a party, then you can light from plaga mincha lamala. The Haino Shor Ruvius Kodem Tzezekom, which is an hour and a quarter before Tzitzit Kochavim, and he points out V'hainu Shoyz Manius, that is a halachic hour, which is that you take the day and you split it into 12. So in the winter, the day is around 9.5 hours long, so an hour is really like 45 to 50 minutes. Right? Lefi Erech HaYoyim. V'imei Chanukah Shoyom Kitzorim, and the days of Chanukah, when the days are very short, im HaYoyim Oroch Rak Eser Shoyz Ala Hour, right, if the day is only 10 hours, as plaga mincha, v'shah achas, v'shtei minutin v'chatzi, it's 1 hour and 2.5 minutes. V'vat sh'yitin shemen k'dei sh'yil dolkos ad chatzi shalachas tizgam, meaning if you're lighting before plag, you can't just light for 1/2 hour because it's going to go out, but even before the proper time. So you have to light, you have to put a lot of oil in there, which is what you have to do on Erev Shabbos, which we will see. V'meinam dolkin kach lo'kiyim ha-mitzvah. If they don't light that long, then you were not mekayim the mitzvah. But that's l'chayra only if you didn't put enough oil to last. If you did and it went out, so then pashtus is that you would get the mitzvah, right?
So if, for example, my daughter's lighting and she's lighting candles and it's not going to last that long, so should she not say a bracha?
Yes. Yeah, correct. She should not.
Okay.
Depends what time she lights.
Well, she's going to light before Shabbos, that's for sure.
Oh, for sure, Shabbos. You need, were you lighting those blue candles, those little candles?
No, they're a little bigger.
No, you got to have on the Friday night, l'chatchili, they have to last a good, depends how late you light. But if, let's say, you light 4 o'clock, you should really have them light for 2 hours.
Right, so the candle, any candle is not
really.
That's
for a bit of time. You don't know.
Unless it's a big fat Shabbos candle, those old Shabbos candles.
Yeah, they're right, that's what you should use. Or you can come to Naftali and get one of his Yotze candles, and you can be Yotze Friday night and Motze right. Shabbos.
Okay, I got to go locate some of those Shabbos candles. I'm not buying 72 of them.
Yeah. I have a few.
Double is take out from the box. No one's going to know.
Yeah. I'll drop the box on the floor by accident.
So Rav Moshe Feinstein says that if you want to be Yotze all the shittos, light 10 minutes after Shkia. Rav Aaron says that... 15 on what Reb Aaron said, right after Shkia, there's different things. But if you want to be Yotze all the Shittas, you light a few minutes after Shkia and you let it light till, if you really want to be Yotze everybody, you should let it light until nobody comes down your street. Let's say my street, I would say it's Be'erich around now, 10 o'clock, 10:15. That's if you mamish want to be Yotze all the Shittas.
That's a lot of oil.
That's a lot of oil, yeah. It
but,
is a lot of
did
oil.
You add, did you add oil?
You could add oil. Beginning. Yeah, you could add oil. You could add oil. Mine was still going. Mine was lit. I lit from 4:40 yesterday, and it was still going at 1:15.
Wow. You have a big cup.
Yeah. Okay.
You have to go earlier.
Listen, the more oil I put in the menorah, the less oil I'll eat.
You have to go to sleep earlier.
Oh, that's true. That is true. Okay, Yud Aleph. Seder the kosten kafim enogenu. The seder hadlaka according to Raminik. Belayla rishon, madak haner she keneged yamina. You light the candle that's on your right. Belayla shniyah moisev alav ner keneged smoylan. V'chem echol layla moisev keneged smoylan. You keep moving left. V'zeh shehu moisev madak barishayna upayna v'haylach liyamina. And then you always light, meaning you're moving gradually to the left, but you're lighting the left one first, and then you go right.
Does it make a difference in when you're lighting just for Pesach Minisa in shul, for example? I see a lot of times they light as if they're standing inside, like as if you're still standing by your window. So from the outside, the first candle looks like it's on the left, right? Okay, but they light it like that. Even when we're standing for the shul, the whole kehillah is facing this menorah, and they light it as if they were on the other side of Nur, as if they were standing inside the house. So it's all, you know, I'm just wondering if that's the right Pesach Minisa.
What I'm saying.
Let me give a hard case. I'm standing as shul. I'm facing the Kehillah. Okay, I'm lighting. So I'm lighting the first candle on the right, which is the left of everybody else. And Ha'olcha Meisav, right? When people are looking at the candles, they see the first candle lit is on the left. But if you're inside a place and nobody is behind you, you're only everybody's facing towards the menorah, then shouldn't you light first from the right
Right, so
They
that's the whole point. Right, that's the whole tumult about how exactly you should light it in the shul, which way? Because from everybody else's angle, it's not. It doesn't look like anything. Yes, that's true. That is true.
So
But
what is
I
it?
don't know. That's that. I don't. That's what we come out with. That you do it that way, based on the lighter, not on the people watching.
Okay.
Right, it's that right. That's the way we do it. Right, the what's based on the guy lighting,
Yes,
even though it's not
yeah,
going to
so
look. It's not going to look like left to right.
meaning the lighter should be even, but he, I don't know, I'm confused. Can the lighter stand on the other side of the menorah?
I don't know.
Because there's a case like that right now that I was that years ago I spoke to a guy about it, but it didn't go anywhere.
No, I don't know. That's yeah, you know, it's interesting, Shah. If you have a menorah with the back, you know, some of the menorahs that they look like the kaisel. So which way do you light it? You light it facing the people in the house, or do you light it facing the street? Because the ikur presumes is the people in the house. So I forgot who says you should light it facing the street, because the people in the house will be able to see the reflection in the glass. That'd be Kiddush.
It's assuming you have windows.
What? Assuming you have a
Assuming.
glass window, so you'll be able, the people inside will at least be able to see the reflection. Others say, do it this way. Even though the people in the street won't be able to see what night it is, but at least people in the house will be able to see what night it is.
And
Right?
if you
Yeah.
have glass, if you have glass windows, but it's a warm day and the screens are open, and the doors, windows, only kidding. And then you know, that's the other way. You're not going to see reflection.
Yeah, I don't know. That's there was something else you reminded me about. Can't remember now. Anyways. Okay, is that it? We're done. We're finished, Yudalev?
Do it all.
Did we do Yudalev? Yeah, we did Yudalev. Oh, that's what I wanted to explain. What's the deal? I mean, why is it that you're doing it this way? Because you're supposed to move to your right. Right, going towards your right is more chashuv. So the shaila is, well, you're really moving left in order to go right. No, really, that's the Paiskim can discuss this.
You're supposed
Maybe
to stand to your left, so you're not doing that.
you still do. You're preparing going towards the left.
You prepare the.
You're moving the menorah, the new menorah. You're going towards the left. You're lighting. You're going towards the right. Yes, but that's a that. Thank you, Naftali, for the reminder. You're supposed to stay. You're supposed to go far. That's for a different thing, though. You're supposed to stay as far to the left as possible. Meaning, if you stand in front of the menorah, and then you have to move your hand to the left to start lighting the candles, then you're ein mavir in ala mitzvahs. You're passing over, because really you only have to light one candle according to halacha. So if you're standing in front of the menorah,
Good
no, it's fine. You're like standing in front of a menorah, and you have, let's say it's the third night. So now you have to pass over number one, two to get to three. So now you just passed over a mitzvah. So what you should do is stand to the left, so that when you light a menorah, you go straight to that one, and then you go to the right, then you go to the right. That's Tom, an interesting point that people should be aware of. No, but it's the same machlokes as which way do you open the parochas. You know, you go to some shuls, you say, okay, every time I get psicha, I say, okay, do me a favor. I ask the gabbai, which way are they doing it in this shul? Because this is one of those things that they get very agitated about. If you chas v'shalom open the parochas the wrong way, from right to left, or not, instead of left to right, it's the same machlokes. When you come up there, so if you go to the right, which is what you're supposed to do, you're supposed to always go to the right first, but then you're opening it towards the left. The other option is go to the left, and then you're pushing it to the right. So you can't win. The bottom line is you can't win, because in both, the shaila is which way is considered more chasha. So by menorah we say, go left in order to move right.
That's what Shasha does.
What?
Go
With
left
the
to pass.
parochas? Is that how they do it? I don't even know.
Yeah, they go to
You should,
you're
that's why
here,
you
they go to
should.
the
That's
left,
why
they
you
go
should
to the
have
left and you
strings.
move to the right. You have
Strings,
the
maybe.
strings, you
Right. Strings
can
might fix that. Yeah.
only open in one
Yeah.
direction.
And a
Yeah.
curtain that goes in the middle and you open it up on both sides.
But then if you have words going across, then you're erasing on Shabbos. So. Whatever. You got to make sure you have all the chumras lined up. Anyways, on that note, everybody should have a fine night. Lichtige Chanukah,
Amen.
and have Besuras Tavis. I guess I'm not headed to Rebbe Groner at this point. Yeah. Okay. Fine.
Okay.
Tag is it. Tag it.
Okay.
Bye bye.